This is the IPSCSDA Media Network.
Happy Sabbath to all our friends who have taken the time to come and worship with us today. It's always a joy of mine to stand here in the presence of God, accepting this awesome responsibility of sharing His word. Emphasis, His word, not my word. Sometimes vessels are not what they should be. As a matter of fact, all vessels are imperfect, trying to speak on behalf of a perfect God. That's an awesome responsibility. Today, I trust that as we worship, we would allow the noise and the busyness and the cares and the worries of the world to take a backseat so that we can just spend this time with our Maker. Someone said some time ago, why do you guys keep the Sabbath? Any day you can worship God. And the truth is, we should worship God every day, not just on the seventh day of the week. But God in His goodness, who created us, devised a plan that says, I know my children would be better off if they take a special day that I've created for them just to spend with me. Now, we can choose any day of the week to worship, but God says, while you do that, I want a day where there are no distractions, where you're not encumbered by the cares of the world. I want a day for just you and me. And He told us that day is the seventh day. So for those who are wondering why we worship on Saturday, because Saturday is the seventh day of the week. Now, this week, starting today, I would like to begin a three-part series coming from the book of Jonah. A three-part series. Today, I'll be dealing with the subject entitled Road to Prison. Next week, we'll have a guest speaker. And then the following week, I will continue with Road to Rehab. And then the third and final part of the series would be Road to Revival. Road to Prison, Road to Rehab, and Road to Revival. I want to reread our text today because as I had asked and was so wonderfully done by Elder Parker that we read the scripture in the translation that many of us are familiar with, which is the King James Version. And I thank God for the way it was read. Now I want to share from the Message translation so that we can zero in on this word today. It says, Jonah 1, 1 through 3, Message translation, one day long ago, God's word came to Jonah, Amittai's son, up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them they're in a bad way, and I can't ignore it any longer. But Jonah got up and went to the other direction, to Tarshish, running away from God. Father in heaven, I just ask for a special dispensation. I ask that you will take this feeble, sinful person and use me today for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Jonah went down to Joppa and found a ship headed for Tarshish. And there this man paid the fare and went on board, joining those going to Tarshish as far away from God as he could. That's the phrase, as far away from God. Before we go any further, let me ask this question here and right now. Have you ever been in a place in your life where, just like Jonah, you wanted to be far away from God as you possibly could? Sometimes we are in such a place that God is not the person we want to be close to. Here in this case, Jonah got instruction and he didn't want to carry it out. So he went as far away, or he tried to go as far away as he could from the presence of God. When we think of prison, we think of people actually behind bars, as depicted on the screen. I want us to think about prison in the United States. A census taken in 2010, that is 10 years ago. It's actually worse now. But this is the latest we had. The next one we'll be having for 2020 is not out as yet. I want you to pay attention to these numbers. Of every 100,000 African Americans, that is, for every 100,000 black people represented by African Americans, in this country, there are 2,306 people incarcerated. For every 100,000 Native Americans, there are 1,291 incarcerated. For every 100,000 Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders, there are 1,017 incarcerated. Latinx, for every 100,000 people of Latino descent, there are 831 people behind bars. For every 100,000 Caucasian Americans, there are 450 people behind bars. And for Asian Americans, for every 100,000 Asian Americans, 115 are behind bars. You can see just by the numbers, if you compare whites with blacks, we are 5 times more the number based on 100,000 in the nation to be behind bars compared to whites. And there are many reasons for this. That's not the message for today. But I want us to appreciate that when we're talking about a road to prison, this is what our prison looks like in this country. And this graph actually just gives us a pictorial of what I just shared. Way down at the bottom, on the left, Asian Americans, and way at the top, African Americans. Now, here is Jonah receiving instructions from God to go to Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital city of the Assyrian Empire. And Jonah didn't want to go there because these people were not nice. Let me just, that's an understatement to say they were not nice. They were bad. They were fierce. They were warlike. And you know what? They didn't even care for Jonah's God. They were idol worshipers. God, what are you doing telling me, your man, your prophet, to go to these people? God, do you know what the Ninevites are like? Do you actually know them? God, they're not Jewish. Why are you being concerned about a race of people that is not my race? And God, let me tell you, they were the conquering kind of nation. The Syrians, they would go into a city, conquer the city, capture people alive, and skin them. That is, they were skillful in taking a knife and removing their skin from their bodies. And while alive, impaling them on sharpened stakes. God, that's who they are. And you telling me to go there and preach? God, they're not nice people. Here's what they did also, God. I am telling you because maybe, God, you don't get it. They will take children and burn the children alive while forcing the parents of the children to watch what they were doing. And then after watching their children being burned alive, they themselves would then be thrown into the fire. God, you telling me to go to Nineveh? These are bad people. Why should I go there? I'm just going to do something that I want to do. Because these folk are cruel. They would bury their victims straight up in the ground with just their heads being exposed and let them die slowly of hunger or thirst or leave them to the destruction by wild animals. That's the people you sending me to. God, you better send your fire and brimstone on them. They're deserving it. Are you telling me to go and preach? God, what are you saying? Did you know, God, that in their conquering minds, that they even have Israel on their list? Why send me there? Because they are no good even when it comes to your people. They have Israel on the crosshairs. And so the Bible says that Jonah went down to the docks at Joppa and boarded a ship to Tarshish. Tarshish was off the western coast of Spain, some 2,000 miles in the opposite direction. Get this, folk. Jonah figured out in his mind, and he was a minor prophet. By the way, when you read from Hosea to Malachi, those 12 prophets, they're listed as minor prophets, but it doesn't mean what they had to say was less than anybody else, like Isaiah. It was just talking about the amount they wrote, the volumes. Obadiah is the shortest book in the Old Testament. So Jonah, being a prophet, who should know better, he went 2,000 miles in the opposite direction. He was saying in his mind, God wants me to go here, but I'm going to go here. That's what he's saying. I'm going to go just the opposite that God wants me. I am not going to go to this place called Nineveh. I'm going to go off the western coast of Spain. Well, the mistake Jonah made, it's a mistake that we sometimes make. You see, Jonah thought that God was local, L-O-C-A-L. And by the way, he was correct. God is local. God is where you are. He is local. But what Jonah did, Jonah said to himself that God was local, and then another L word came into his mind. And he said, well, if God is local, then God must be limited. So God can't follow me all the way to Tarshish. Well, anytime we become like Jonah and we erroneously conclude that God is local and limited, another L word comes to mind, that means that that's a liability for us, because God is never limited. The psalmist reminds us, Psalm 149:7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. What we have now in this road, or on this road to prison, is that the road to prison, and this is the first of the 3 points I'm going to make today, the road to prison begins with disobedience. The road to prison begins with disobedience. God says, go down to Nineveh. And Jonah says, I am not going to obey. I'm going to go where I want to go. I'm going to go to Tarshish. I'm going to be in a place far from you, God. The road to prison often leads to a place that we simply would find painful. It begins with disobedience. Question: how many a young man or a young woman that is presently incarcerated, behind bars somewhere, that got there because they disobeyed mom or dad? That says, son, don't go out. Leave the car. Don't go with those guys. And they simply decided, dad, mom, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm grown. I can handle myself. And they went out against the instruction of their parents. And they didn't know that the road to prison was often paved with disobedience. And now they're serving a life sentence because they didn't obey. One of the things that I would like to emphasize for us today is that disobeying God always has consequences to which we can't handle. The road to prison is a road that begins with disobedience. So here is Mr. Jonah deciding that he is going to go to the western coast of Spain because he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. The Bible says that he went down to Joppa. The Bible says that he paid his fare and he went down into the ship. And the story says that he fell asleep. My brothers and sisters, it is interesting. And when you read the story, I want you to take some time at home and read the story. The fierce winds or the storm that came upon that sea on a route to Spain was sent by God. Hello? Let me say that again. Sometimes God himself will bring about a circumstance to stop us from going down the road we so choose in disobedience to him. I call that love. It's like when the parent removes the battery from the vehicle so that the daughter or son simply can't go out that night. They're mad, they're upset, or maybe the parent simply removes the key and they can't find it. But God knows that had they found the key that night and went out, life would have never been the same for them. Here is Jonah. Found the ship. The Bible says he paid the fare, so that we have a sense as to Jonah's thinking at this time. You see, a little research showed that the ship bound for Tarshish was not a ship that sailed every day, maybe once every 6 months. And Jonah must have thought to himself, boy, I got lucky that just the time I'm trying to run from God, here, coincidentally, the ship is ready to go where I want to go, as far away from God. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when we think that something is opening up for us and a way is being made, it may be coincidence, orchestrated by the devil. It wasn't a ship that God provided for Jonah. Satan understands what he can do to get us to disobey God. And if he can put in place the ships that will take us away from God, that's what the devil will do. So the next time something happens and you want to think God is preparing a way, check and see, because God can't contradict himself. He's not going to send a ship when he's going to cause a storm that will endanger the lives of everybody on that ship. But Jonah must have told himself, hey, it's my lucky day. This ship only sails once every 6 months, and I was able to pay my fare. Well, I believe, and I have no historical data to support it, but I believe if Jonah had gone to Nineveh as planned, he would not have had to pay his own fare. I think sometimes we pay the fare that God didn't want us to pay simply because we were being disobedient. So Jonah went down in the ship to flee from God. He was on the road of disobedience, aka prison. But you see, the road of disobedience often leads, point number two, to the road of disappointment. Our theme today would be these: the road to disobedience often leads to the road of disappointments. Jonah, what do you think? That you can simply get on board, yes, you paid, go down in the belly of the ship and fall asleep as if the God you serve don't know you down there, man, he can send a storm, which is what he did. And so this ship is rocking, and these seasoned sailors are afraid. And they're doing everything to bring about their safety. And they find Jonah sleeping, and they wake him up. Man, how can you be sleeping when we're about to die? That is what sin will do for us. It would make us so comfortable in our disobedience that God has to send a storm to wake us up to our disappointments. And they have a conversation with Jonah. And the man was smart to realize trying to con these men would not do. And so he immediately admitted, I know this storm is for me because I was trying to run from God. Wait a minute. In spite of his disobedience, Jonah still had enough cognition to recognize that what was happening to him was because of his own doing, and it was bringing about pain and misery for others. Sometimes we want to blame everything else for the misery we've brought upon ourselves. Let's give Jonah some credit at least. Jonah recognized this storm is as a result of my trying to escape God. And so here is the disappointment. I'm not going to get to where I had planned to go. What is your disappointment in life? Where were you running from? How did you disobey God? And what did you have to face in terms of disappointments based on what God had done? Jonah instructed the man to take him and throw him overboard. He said, it's me. Throw me overboard. And they didn't want to do it. They had cast lots and they knew this is the man. But you see, these heathen men, yes, the Bible says they were heathen sailors. I believe that there is a lesson in here for us that God is so good, God is so wise, that even when his child is being disobedient and receiving disappointments, God can still use the opportunity to witness, because they reluctantly threw Jonah into the sea, and the Bible says that immediately, the sea became calm. And those heathen soldiers knew that the gods they were worshiping were mere idols. So even in a bad situation, God now knows how to take that which is bad and bring about some good. I say glory to God that even this case of running soldiers, sailors rather, were made aware that there is a God in heaven. And they threw this disobedient prophet into the sea, and it became calm. Well, the road to prison is often started by disobedience, followed by disappointment, and then, last but not least, disaster. The wise man tells us in Proverbs 13:15, the way of the transgressor is hard. Here is Jonah in the water. Let's not get to the big fish yet. He is in the water. The water is icy, it's cold, he's wet, he's agonizing, he's thinking he's going to die. And the Bible says that the way of the transgressor is hard. Anytime we are disobeying God, there will be disappointments and there are going to be disasters waiting for us. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Jonah 1:17 tells us, "Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." I know there's some folk who don't believe this story, but we have actual historical an incident that happened in 1891 that makes skepticism go out the window. James Bartlett was on a whaling vessel just off the coast of the Falkland Islands, over there close to England. He was on a whaling vessel and he accidentally fell overboard. He was gone. He disappeared in the waters. A day and a half later, the whalers on board the vessel that Mr. Bartlett was on harpooned a whale, and as they were dismembering the whale, in the stomach of the whale, they saw something that moved. It was James Bartlett. A day and a half later, his hair was white, his skin was white, but he was alive. The acid in the whale's stomach was not good for him, but he lived in the belly of a whale for 1.5 days. The Bible says that Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. That was his prison. His prison, you see, was not one with metal bars. It was a prison of flesh and ivory bars, teeth. God, in his mercy, God who had sent the storm, also sent a fish to deliver Jonah. And there in his prison, the Bible says that Jonah prayed. P-R-A-Y-E-D. My brothers and sisters, what is your road to prison? Is it a road that started with your disobedience? If we disobey, that will often lead to disappointments. Have you been disappointed lately? And when you are disappointed, chances are disaster is around the corner. Here Jonah is in the sea, bubbling up and down. Doesn't know if he will live or die. The thought in his mind is, I'm trying to run from God. God sent me one way, east. I'm going west. I'm going in the opposite direction. And he was on the road to prison. Today, I simply want to ask this question. What road are you on? Is it a road that has a nice ship going to a nice place? What road are you on? Jonah was on a road to prison, but he didn't know it. He thought he was simply escaping a God who had commissioned him for a purpose. Before I sit down, I want us to appreciate something that was shared earlier, but the emphasis is important. Jonah didn't think much of the Ninevites. They were idol worshippers. They were cruel people. They were ungodly. And why should God have anything to do with them? Well, listen to the answer. God says, why then should I have anything to do with you? Anytime we get to a place where we begin to believe that others are not deserving of God's love and mercy, then we are in a bad place. Because Jonah was on a road to prison because he felt God didn't know what he was doing. The next sermon, we will look at a road to rehab. But think of your life and ask yourself, what road am I traveling even now? Father in heaven, we do recognize that sometimes we are so focused on trying to avoid obeying you that we go as far from you as possible. But we thank you today that in your goodness, you can still reach us in the depths of the sea. If we are on a road to prison, and you know what prison is like, we pray that like Jonah, you would give us what it takes to pray even in prison, from prison, so that we can do your will. Accept our searching today, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Let the saints all say, amen.